Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Colleen with Blog Talk Radio, Daytime After Dark. It's Monday, the 26th of October. Still can't believe that October's gone almost out the window, which maybe is a good thing because it's raining here, but that's beside the point. Tonight's topics are, you know, a lot of really good topics tonight. I will be talking about the ratings on both the prime time and the soaps, because I find it very interesting what's going on, especially with both, and especially with the TiVo and the DVR stuff. I just find it very, very, very interesting that us TiVo watchers, and, you know, I'm the guilty one on this, you know, doesn't have, you know, really any say in the matter. I mean, which is, you know, I don't want to be mean about it, but really it just angers me that we are in a time where it doesn't seem to matter. I mean, yeah, it really doesn't seem to matter because, you know, whatever we are going to do, we are going to do. And whatever, okay. I hope I'm still on because this is weird. Hold on, everyone. Okay, I'm sorry about that, everyone. This, for a moment, the switchboard and everything stopped. So that was like the strangest thing. Okay, so yeah, tonight, like I was saying, we are going to talk about the ratings. And I want to talk about AMC a lot because there's a merger going. You know, the murder is always happened for all of those people out there that did not watch AMC. There was a murder, and it was very wrongfully a murder because they killed the wrong brother, and now it's been this whole murder mystery, and really they are going after the wrong person. But the problem I'm having with this is they, the problem that I'm having is, you know, I have never experienced on all my daytime watching, except for one, instance that I remember, that there was a murder on a soap opera, and I think they are going to blame the little girl, Emma the little girl. And the problem I have with this, back in 2001 or 2, when they tried to do this, it did not work. It did not work for so many reasons because, you know, they blamed Michael on killing AJ, but they turned around the whole story and they, you know, decided not to do it anymore because of, you know, the fan reaction or something, which I still to this day, you know, have a problem with. You know, they were going to this place, and, you know, then they didn't. And, for me, as a soap watcher, I think for AMC, if they are going to do it the way I'm thinking in my head, they are crazy. They are crazier than I've ever seen a soap. But if they blame Annie, the mother who's a psycho and has to be locked up into some insane asylum, I don't really understand why they are going this route. You know, I mean, I also don't understand why, oh, we have a phone call. Let me take it. Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Oh, everyone, you know Brittany, and, I was just, talking about the whole AMC thing.
The Adam thing?
Well, it looks to me like if they blame it on... but if they blame it on Emma, I have a... You know, problem when, you know, I have a problem when, I don't know if they are going to blame Emma on this. I do not know if they are going to go that way. But if they do, you know, that is a scary place to go. You know?
Yeah.
Because... You know, it's like, okay, let's blame a kid, you know? I mean, like I said at the beginning of the show, I had a problem with, you know, them blaming Michael for AJ's murder, even though I was happy to see AJ off. And, you know, originally I loved Michael O, Sonny O. Jason being Michael's dad. I hated the thought of AJ ever being his father. I never liked the AJ character. So for me, when that character got killed off, I was jumping up and down. But with the Stuart murder, I'm having a problem with it because we saw 7 guns go off. 7 of them. And so no one can tell me that not this one bullet went into them. So, you know, I think they should just say it's a wash and everyone's guilty because all the guns were pointed. Which I, you know, I love that moment where all the guns were pointed and, you know, you knew something was going to happen, but I seriously thought Adam was on his way out, not Stuart. And so it kind of ticked me off. Still to this day, it ticks me off because... You know, Adam is one of those characters that should be paying for his crimes, and he never does. And people want to complain about Jason from ZH? No, I have a bigger problem with Adam from All My Kids and everything. I don't know what your take on is.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those people that just, no matter what he does, he's redeemed and he never really, I don't know how to say it, like, he can bend the rules, basically, as far as the law is concerned. So.
You know, when Jason and Sonny, you know, when Jason and Sonny bend the rules, in my eyes, they have a pretty good reason for it. I mean, they are not hurting people on purpose. They are not going around and messing up people's life like Adam and Victor on YNL thinks they have to play God every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, that's where I stand on the, you know, AMC right now because, You know, I love it. We always headed. You know, I'm kind of, you know, angry that, you know, they didn't ever do it. Zach, Kendall, and Zach and Kendall and Zach and Kendall and Aiden Love Fest. I mean, a triangle, because I would love seeing it. Because I thought that would be a way to go. Because there is chemistry between Kendall and Aiden. I've seen this week. By them going on this adventure, I like them together. Am I saying they are better than Zach and Kendall? No. But if Elisa Mitchell is going to stay on after Phyllis and Kay leaves, and even though, you know, they say Aiden is out the window, I don't think he's out the window. I think they just do not want to pay for his moving expenses. And that was the whole bottom line there. I don't think it had anything to do with, you know, that he wasn't invited to AMC, that he, okay, he had a, you know, not a good storyline. They closed the book on Annie and Aiden way too early.
Yeah, that was, I don't know.
Because I started liking the little slut. And then, you know, and then, sorry for Annie fans out there, but Annie has kind of weeped me to my last noob when she wants to either have her daughter take the fall for this murder, or she's trying to implicate her daughter in it. That, for me, is so unacceptable, because Annie, you know, has used that little girl against Ryan for so long, and it just ticks me off. You know, and I am liking that Ryan and, you know, Ryan and Aiden thing. So, why don't we jump to another soap for a while? Why don't we talk about the happenings on Y&L? Because there's a lot of happenings. We could not break it last week because we were off the air on Friday when the news broke that Eric Braden did finally sign a contract and everything, but he's back on Y&L, so that means more heck for the Abbas and the Newman to go head-to-head with each other. And with this whole Patty thing, I need some Y&L person to call in, because as much as I love Y&L, why did they do this whole thing with Patty? Because it confused the heck out of me. It really confused, you know, it really confused me. You know, it still is confusing me. Maybe not to you, but it's confusing to me.
Okay. What exactly is confusing you?
Okay, you know, okay, so that was, okay, the person that killed Colleen, is that really Patty?
Right.
So that is really Patty, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so Victor had his, had her doctor operated to look like her doctor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, like I was saying at my opening, you know, it ticks me off because he's playing God once again.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we have a caller, so let me bring someone on. I think I know who this is. This Hey, Saiba.
Hi.
Okay, so please, what is your take on the whole why and all? Because when I was watching it on last night at 2:30 in the morning, I don't want to hear from anyone. You know, that's way too late to watch why and all. But the whole Patty Dr. Swiss threw me for the biggest loop of all loops. And I'm like, I had to rewind it a couple of times because, like, Victor did what? So I just wanted your take on it. And
well, you know, I must confess that I haven't watched YNR this week. I'm going to have to really double up on some of my watching. So what is it that exactly has you confused? Or
I mean, okay, not confused, but it's like, you know, you think when he was given a new heart, and I know this was before he was given a new heart, but it felt like he wasn't even sorry for what he did.
Oh, okay, you mean about bringing Patty on?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Yeah, well,
you know,
do that, and I don't think he knew how off-balance she was.
Oh.
Because she even early on before they I knew she was Patty all the time. I just knew it. Once Paul said, "You look familiar," that one line, I knew it was her. And that
well,
was, but yeah, she tried to extort money from him. I mean, even after he brought her on, they had their issues. I haven't seen too much. The last epi I saw is when Billy was saying that he wanted to, you know, buy Restless Style.
And that
he looks so good in that black, I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, but
he looks so good in that suit. I just love to see him suited up.
You know, it's kind of crazy for me, but, you know, you both know I'm crazy. Whenever I look at him, I have to get past the moment in my head, okay, he's not Whissy from AMC. He's not Psycho on this show because, you know, All My Children, he played that character so well and so good, especially toward the end. I have to get it out of my head. He's Billy. He's not Whissy because, you know,
with that show at all. Not at all. He's just that good. He's a very good actor.
Oh, yeah. And
that AMC let him go. I'm not surprised that ABC did, but I am just so glad that he's Billy because he fits Billy. Because I've always been a Billy and Max. I've been their fan from day one.
You know,
I like their story.
You know, so do I. So
I
when
just
they
love
do
Billy and Max's story, and he fits that role to a T. I mean,
you know, and I'm not dissing David Tom at all, because that's who originated the role, kind of in a way, right?
What's that?
David Tom, who really
he was Billy too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I liked him.
I
didn't have a problem with Tom. No, not at all.
No.
I was surprised that he left.
Yeah, but the other Billy that they had.
Now there was another Billy in there that didn't work for me.
Yeah, and that's the one. I mean, I cannot think of the name. But that Billy drove me crazy. I wanted to like throw something at him. But
yeah, I mean, he wasn't bad in the role, but
no.
the other Billies were so much better that
mm-hmm.
out of the three Billies, well, it really was four, wasn't it? Because he was a teenager, too, I think.
Oh,
I think that's
yeah.
the one that was a teenager.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
and
he was little, too. So it's been like about maybe four Billies.
Yeah, and, when they did the Billy and Mac break up because of Jill and Catherine. Still to this
for a while because of that.
Well, you know what? I think that lost a lot of views because number one, and this is just my intake and what I thought and read and saw, because I wasn't watching it every day or really watching. I thought, wait a moment. You take two terrific actresses, make them mother and daughter after all these years of hating each other. And why do this? Because you don't need, I mean, yeah, to give Jeanne Cooper and Zero Walton a storyline, but wait a moment, it doesn't have to be that they are mother and daughter. I just always opposed that because
I
it was...
I didn't like it for one reason, because I couldn't get Billy and Mac. And I think the actress that was playing, you know, the original actress... Anyway... And I, you know, I still wouldn't have got it, but I just didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
You know, I had a problem with it because at first I didn't get why everyone was upset that Billy and Matt couldn't be together. I'm like, what does they have to do with it? You know, not, you know, because, you know, and then I looked it up online with the history and everything.
Yeah, they have a rich history.
Yeah, I am like, you know, but
they were teenage, you know, girlfriend. Well, I don't know if it was, but they were young. I think they were. I think they were teenagers.
And
I'm not
you know,
mistaken.
Yeah,
not,
and
they
and,
were very early in college. I think they were in high school.
Yeah, they were in high school.
I think they were
because they were not to out my age or anything, but. I think I was in high school either the same time with Mac and Billy or the you know, and then it was Liz and Lucky. So you know, but for them to, you know, to do that, I just you know, and now I'm kinda getting all mad and why and all because I have been a big JT and Victoria fan ever since they got together. I just really like that couple, so I'm like...
Now, I don't know. I like JT a lot, a whole lot. Tad Luckenbill. I just like him because I like the way he looks. But
well,
he's one of those that I really don't care who he's with. It doesn't matter to me. There are characters, I don't care who they're with.
I don't care.
As long as I see them, you know, in a love story. Because I watch soaps mainly for love stories.
I mean,
and boardroom. I like boardroom business. Those are the two reasons why I watch soap.
Okay.
For
I mean,
boardroom
I just,
business. I like the doctor stories too, so I can't just say those two because I like doctor stories, and I like the boardroom stuff a lot, and I like love stories. That's basically why I watch this genre, and you know. But I like him. I like JT with anybody.
Well, yeah.
I like him with Colleen. I like him with Victoria. It doesn't matter.
He was with Mac too, wasn't he?
I'm trying to think. Was he?
I could have sworn.
I can't read. I'll have to look that one up and let somebody know. That's on the message board.
Brent. So, Britt, are you guys happy with the way they are, you know, I'm not happy with the way, you know, Billy came, I mean, even though Fearless and Nick said,
I got Southern Belle Black says, yes, JT was with Mac, so yes.
That's me.
I thought so, but I wasn't sure. And I
like
him with her. I like him. I like him. I don't care who he's with. It doesn't matter to me. Whoever. As long as I see him, I'm cool. I just like him. I've always liked JT. And I like JT, you know, the initials. I just like always saying JT, you know. I just like him. It doesn't matter who he's with.
Well, you know, seeing JT and, you know, all of his little, you know, because he's been, you know, with a lot of them. I mean, now that I'm saying
he's been on the canvas a long time.
Well, yeah.
He's been there a while now.
He's been.
Oh, yeah, JT's been around a long time.
So, I just, you know, with this whole Ashley whole thing, I never will, except with glancing from General Hospital. I never wanted to kill a character moment, well, besides Claudia, too, but I went at him, and I wanted to just, like, take a knife and stab him.
Well, then then the character is working, because that's what characters are supposed to do.
I know,
even if it's a negative thing, if you hate him, but still he's doing his job.
Well, I know,
I just don't understand Adam being. See, I remember Adam from Jump, and I remember when we talked last time about the name, because he was Victor, right?
Yeah, well, he was Victor Junior. I could swear because he was there one Christmas.
I remember because
I tuned in for one Christmas episode because they took off dates and everything here, and there was nothing else. And, you know, Victor Jr. was there for Christmas dinner or whatever.
Yeah, I remember he was Victor Jr. because that was Hope's kid. But I didn't think it with Adam being this cruel. I mean, Adam was a sweetheart. I mean, I don't get where, you know, we get to this point where he is such a sociopath. Am I using the right word? He is horrible. I mean, it's more than him just doing dastardly deeds. He is just setting all this up, and he enjoys it. And I think he's beginning to feel a wee bit remorse with Sharon. Just a tad. I'm beginning to see where he's kind of like, you know, having some kind of remorse for all the damage this guy has done, some collateral damage. And I don't know if I can, you know, feel sympathy for him because, you know, he's just far and beyond. But that's what, you know, they have some characters do. So.
Well, you know, I just, you know, I look at him and I'm like thinking, I want to kill you today. Today will be a perfect day for you to not, you know, because I just think, you know, yeah, maybe Victoria and Nick will, you know, they got everything they want, blah, blah, blah. But, you know.
He didn't want anything. Victor set Hope up. He wasn't out of a book.
Oh, really?
I think he didn't know that Victor was his father.
No, not for a long time.
When Victor went back to the farm.
Yeah, and that was I was watching that on YouTube the other day, and that was like, I want to say 93, 94, 95.
Okay. All right.
But he was a little boy. I mean, he wasn't, you know, a teenager. He was like, you know, 8 or 9 or 10, and you know, it's like it's funny because they really, I mean, in my opinion, and I could be wrong. They really did that rapid, what I call it, the rapid soap AIDS thing. Yeah. You know, well, they AIDS the kid. And with Adam, they really did that. I mean, Victor Jr., Adam, whatever you want to call him. They AIDS him. I mean, not quickly overnight or something, but they did AIDS him in a, you know, older, because really, if they didn't age him, he would be around, I want to say, like, really, like, not nose age, but almost like, you know, this out of college, this going in college, not, you know,
well,
as old as.
He is what? Younger than Victoria?
Now,
what about Nick?
See, that's what I've been trying to.
See, that's what I'm trying to figure out, too. Was Nick born? Because I remember when.
I thought. Oh, sorry, Cyber. Victoria was born first.
Okay.
And then it was Nick. But I could be wrong, because see, someone day, how's my little brother doing today?
Okay, so there it is.
Yeah, and But tonight, of course, I'm going to suck on, you know, the Simics. But I think so. But it just made me wonder, okay, so how many, I mean, you know, if we did the soap aids, you know, non-soap aids, how young would you be? So I was trying to figure that out. But with Adam, I could not honestly, you know, figure out.
I'm you know what? I'm going to look it up, and then maybe for the next show we can get it, because I really need to know, too, how they kick in. I can't remember. I mean, I remember
because
when he was born. I remember all the circumstances, the storyline. But I can't remember what year that was.
Because, you know, I mean, not too.
I mean, I know they, you know, they aged him up, but I'm still saying, I still don't remember exactly how old he's supposed to be. You know, is he 28? Is he 29? How old is Nick? Is Nick is in his 30s, right?
You know, Nick should be in his 30s. Yeah.
Victoria is in her 30s.
You know what? It would be nice for one day on a soap, for our own curiosity, not that they kill, but, you know, because they did the same thing on Days. And, you've been a sort of, Days of Our Life fan, right?
Yeah, I saw an awesome episode when Sammy went to EJ, I was telling you, and tried to get him to, you know, for Nicole about the baby and try to convince him to be in the baby's life and don't, because he put Nicole out.
Oh, yeah,
so
he did.
He put her out. I was like, wow. She said, that's the one where she said, you're going to be alone. You're going to find yourself alone. And he was like, get out. And then the next thing I know, they had somebody, what's her name, saying that she was over there, you know, to see her niece. So I saw that episode, and it was really good. Days is good, though. I enjoy watching that show. I just enjoy it. You know, when I watch it, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, but while I was...
Oh, quick question, everybody. Is that girl who plays Passion, who was on Passions, is she on that show now?
Okay, I could be wrong, and, you know,
what's her name?
I'm Adriana.
Yeah, is she on Days?
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Oh, I liked her. That was Teresa, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought
I was looking at some old episodes of Passion because we got him here on the show.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Is this the right show? You know?
Oh, my
right.
God. Because, no, what I was going to say about Ryan Arlen and I was trying to say they did the same thing for, you know, Days of Our Life to us. But, you know, when they did Bill, Phillips, Sean, Brady, you know, that whole bunch. You know, they aged them, you know, you know, together, but they were born all different times.
Oh, so now they're all around the same age.
Yeah, but when they were born, a couple, you know, like 5 years, you know, before or 5 years, you know, after.
I just want to tell everybody, too, while I'm thinking of it before I hang up, that tomorrow begins the sweep umbrella.
Tomorrow
is the beginning, the first day of sweeps. We're under the
sweep umbrella. Wow, that's this. Sorry, I should not be a sarcastic person. Yeah, because I have a couple of things to say about that, but I'm going to be good.
All right, while we're on the subject, everybody mark your calendars. November 12th is the date of the baby switch reveal on Days.
Holy, okay. Excuse me, I thought we were not going to give spoilers out.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't even hear it. She has such a sweet, soft voice. I wish I sounded like that. I sound like I've been hanging out at the bar all night.
Oh, good.
I have such a terrible voice. I hate it. I was listening to myself on one of the broadcasts.
Would you sound... Cyborg, you
sound like
great.
I've been out hanging at the club or something. It's like I got a hangover.
Okay, maybe.
So one of my students say I screech, because I'm a screecher.
Well, but, okay, so November 12th, wow. Okay, that didn't take 7 years to figure out. Yay, days for actually, you know, not waiting till the kids in college. Sorry. I'm going to be good now. I promise.
But I liked it. It didn't bother me that they the deal of the baby switch. You know, it wasn't annoying.
No,
it didn't lose its momentum because I knew that there was a switch.
And I
enjoyed seeing Nicole trying to wiggle. I mean, she was doing some fancy footwork.
Yeah.
For 5 minutes, she was trying to get out of that. You know, it's like, no, you don't want to be a mother. You don't want to be a father. Whoa. I mean, you know, like every episode she was on the ropes. And I was like, yep, it's coming. I found that baby reveal more intriguing than the baby reveal that of Jake on GH. See, I just enjoyed it more. It wasn't
annoying. Well, see, and I, you know, I'm probably, you know, my opinion, I enjoyed Jake's more than Nicole's, but, you know, I mean, you know, we all cannot agree.
Well, see, and then again, I confess, I haven't seen every beat that has been played on that, but I've seen.
Okay. Well, so.
I like.
You know, but the baby switch from hell, and I know I just wrote, and I'm sorry for people out there, was when they did that Bo and Hope, you know, help me, people. But, you know, when they had their son and. Abe and Lexi's son. Thank you. That was like the longest year of my entire life.
It was
it was like a year and a half.
Oh, really? That is.
Yeah, okay, fine. I was marking things on my calendar because I was getting mad.
Yeah, that's a long time. How long did it take for Dave? But for this last one with Days with Nicole and...
Actually, this has only took from January to October, so it hasn't been, you know, that bad.
No, not too bad.
And, you know,
it's been on so much on the ropes, and they've been dealing with it in stories. You know, sometimes when they do these baby switches, what they do is, you know, the baby's been switched, but nobody on the show does, and they don't even deal with it in story. It's just like one day, you know, da-da-da-da, you know, the baby will be revealed. But this, they kept you on it all the time, you know, her trying to cover her tracks and her trying to, you know, it was just like, it was always in story. It was right there all the time. So.
Yeah.
Am I wrong, or do you feel the same way?
I mean, mainly that's because Sammy's, you know, a major character, so.
But so is Nicole.
Yeah, she is now. But yes, for me, like, I never forgot that you know, that Grace wasn't really
okay.
A kid and all that stuff.
I just, you know, I mean, I love where everything is going on their way. You know, now, you know, Dave is not ticking me off. I have other soaps ticking me off. So, you know, Dave is the one so that I'm like, okay, whatever they do, I have no problem with, but don't break up.
I like Dave. I just like that show. I don't know why. I just like watching it. When I'm watching it, it's like I'm enjoying it. I like Sammy. I like so many of the characters, even the ones that don't act that well. I still I just like it. It's really a soapy type of soap opera. You know, it's soapy. It's you know, I don't feel like they're out to get me when I'm watching it. Like I do with some soaps. Some soaps is like, I'm going to get you, sucker, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that's the whole story just to punk you, you know? It's like, wow, you know, like, I don't get that feeling when I watch certain soaps that I'm getting punked. And I got my guard up all the time. I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder, you know, if they're going to get together, is this going to happen? Or something that's just going to turn this whole thing around. In other words, I think what I'm trying to say is that when I watch some shows, I get something that I want out of them. Something happens that I want to happen. And then everything I want to happen never does. Nothing.
That's my life in a jiffy, you know. You fall in love with a guy you really, really want, and, you know, he lives 1,000 miles away. But, I mean, that's so off topic, sorry.
That's so long distance romance. That's what it is. That's long distance romance. They last for a minute, but after a while, it gets real old, I'm telling you. You know, letters, and, you know, you can do a little email, and then boop.
Well, my last did like almost 8 years, so I mean, it's great, and I'm thankful for this radio show because, you know, it does heal. But
so do you
want to
know what the number one show is in primetime?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Probably Vampire Blood.
No.
A Vampire.
No.
Great.
Number one show. And not daytime, I'm sorry, prime time, my bad. Well, the number one show in daytime is always the same. It's Y&R. I mean, you know, as far as soap goes, they were awesome. They kicked some serious bum. But the number one show in prime time is NCIS.
Oh!
They got the highest rating with 21 million, CBS show, 21,916,000. I know everybody.
Okay, I'm going to bring in Carl on.
Oh, okay, well, I'll hang up.
Oh, Cyber, you can stay on.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, how can we help you? Welcome
to... My name's Janine. I'm a first-time caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I started and stopped watching soaps in 2003, so I really don't have anything to say about soaps. But since you were talking about primetime, or the lady before you was talking about primetime, and you're so knowledgeable about TV in general, it sounds like, I really enjoyed the show Lost. And do you have any scoop on Lost, or do you know sort of definitively when it's going to be back on, and if this season is really truly the last?
Well, number one, it's supposed to come back in January or February. If they don't pull, like, the, you know, basketball thing or the baseball thing on you guys. And number two, I don't think it's still lost because if they are smart, they're going to try for the, because right now they're on their eighth season. And if they are small, they might go for 10 and get more capital and get more rights and more bigger payday and all that. So, Britt, do you know any answers about any lost news or anything?
I don't really. Not much more than you do.
Cyber?
Nope.
Well,
we have a big Lost group on the site, so next time I will go to the site, which I can still do now, but we're getting close to time out. So what I'll do is...
No, we have 15.
Because Cy One, she's a huge Lost. He wrote all of that stuff. She has all the latest gossip, all the latest anything. She's got
very cool.
I can slide over there right now and see what's going
okay.
on. Okay.
And I just, you know, I just think they want to close up and they want to end their story in a good way, but they don't want to do it in a fast way to tick the fans off. I mean, but we are talking about ABC. But we are also talking about ABC people, and I don't have a lot of hope in ABC right now, but hopefully they will keep. I mean, I think if the numbers are good and they do not sing losses night every year, because it was on Wednesday nights. Okay, we lost the call, but that's okay. But it was on Wednesday nights, and then it was on, then they moved it to Thursday, and then they flipped back to Wednesday. So.
I'm looking up lost stuff. My machine is really acting goofy right now.
You know what? Okay, off soap topic, everyone, because I know all three of us are, but, on Facebook. How many people want to kill Facebook right now?
I don't really deal with Facebook that much, so it doesn't really bother me. I just usually load up stuff, just for information purposes and answer questions about discussion and stuff. So I'm just not really, and I haven't been to MySpace in a long time. I got to go in there and see what's been going on and update my page.
Well, my MySpace thing has been locked because I cannot remember my password. And I cannot remember which email I did it to. So, but when you have Facebook,
I'm looking for lost, right? Okay, let me.
Yes, but when you have Facebook and Twitter both, I don't think you need MySpace too.
I don't care for Twitter that much. I don't have that much. I'm not that Twittering type. I don't have that all that little. I'm watching most of the stuff I get is football and gold Raiders and
really?
Yeah, most of the stuff I get is here we go. Lost spoilers. Oh, I don't have any lost spoilers and wait, I got more stuff though. It's time to get lost. We had one lost group at one point. They had their own group.
Oh, really?
Yeah, then we moved them with the TV stuff and it's like, ugh. I think we should have left them solo by themselves. Okay.
I know we only have 11 minutes remaining in the show, and I want to bring up something, and I've been waiting to the end of the show because I'm going to be a very, very nice person. And I've been thinking about this all day and all weekend, how I can say this very politely without getting people mad at me and getting people wanting to, send me thousands of hate mails. I've never been on the Kelly Monaco fan wagon at all. The whole time she was there. Okay, I voted on Dancing with the Stars for her because she was on from Zeno Hospital. But lately I've been
on Lost, by the way. I just wanted to say that before the 11 minutes was
out. Okay.
I'll have stuff next time.
Okay, that's great. But I just want to say, I haven't really been a huge fan. I don't think I'm ever going to be a big fan of Sam. And, today I was just thinking, why does this group bother me so much? And why does Claudia bother me? And it all came down to, because, I'm a huge Carly fan, and Carly, okay, has done things. But, who thinks that my eyes can be forgivable? Because, I love Carly. But where is Sam? I look at her, and I'm like, number one, you're not supposed to be with that gorgeous guy that you're with because you've done so many evil, twisted things. And then I heard this big rumor going around about what's about to happen. And I know we don't discuss photos on the show or anything, but since someone said the date thing, this is not a photo. They are saying now that Sam was indicated, or whatever you call it, in Ian Devian's suiting with Michael.
I wouldn't know. I don't read any spoilers about...
well, I know. Well,
so I don't know anything about them. I don't discuss them either.
Well, I know. But when I saw this and I read this, I nearly fell out of my chair because I'm like, you know, you claim that, you know, actually love Michael and all this, and if you are too responsible for this and you get away with this, this is like my 108th reason why I hate this character and why my couple need to be back together, and I will do whatever I can to help them, and I'm not naming my couple. I'm being very, I'm just rather manic. But I'm just saying, for me as a viewer, it's just funny how they can go back in time and redo a storyline. And we never saw half of the storyline because they never made it on film. I just think that it's just sometimes really, really crappy for them to do. So, okay, I'm done with my spiel.
Okay, so do you want to know what the top five primetime show that brought in the ratings for primetime season so far?
Yeah.
Let me see. The ratings were NCIS, NBC Sunday Night Football, Dancing with the Stars, Grey's Anatomy, NCIS, Los Angeles, and The Mentalist. It's number six. CSI is number seven, and actually I was surprised that The Good Wife is number 10.
Well, I haven't got...
It was really good. I think I'm going to have to check that one out.
Yeah, well, my mom started watching it, and she, like, oh my, you know, she was telling me how good it is, and so I'm like, oh, great, there's
like
another...
Ruth Margolis, is that how you say her name? I like her.
Oh my gosh, I loved you since her ER days. Yeah. You know, this season
only has five shows in the top 10. I just thought I'd mention that as well.
Well, I yeah, and I'm laughing. So
yeah,
but
five.
No, I
CBS
just find
is dominating it.
CBS.
Yeah, they got a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They
always
dominating.
Do, it seems like.
But you know, NBC has some. I mean,
yeah, they do. They have NBC has the number two show with the Sunday Night Football, of course.
Yeah.
And they kick in again at, but they don't kick in again until number 16 with Sunday Night NFL pre-kick. So their thing is all so far has just been. This is from the season, the 2009-2010 season through October the 18th. Now, the weekly ratings, that's, you know, that's the seasonal rating.
Mm-hmm.
The weekly ratings is NCIS, Sunday Night Football, Dancing with the Stars is number three, NCIS Los Angeles number four, CSI, then The Mentalist, 60 Minutes is number seven, Two and a Half Men, and Dancing with the Stars is number 9. Criminal Minds is number 10. Grey's is number 11.
What?
Desperate Housewives is number 12.
Okay, you know what?
This is for the weekly.
Okay.
From the week ending October the 18th. The other one was the whole season so far.
You know that website that you sent me today? I found some really interesting reading on it because now they are kind of sort of counting TiVo and DVR, people that, you know, we call them. And they are saying, you know, people still them up to, like, 2 or 3 weeks, like someone on this panel, me, do, and then they watch it. And they, you know, they also are now counting that as a viewer, fan, whatever they call it in the waiting. I don't know what they call it in the waiting. But, you know, they are finally, for prime time, counting TiVo's recordings and stuff as, you know, and they were not doing that a year ago.
Well, we all know about daytime, right? Who's number one, who's number two, who's,
yeah.
who's number four. And my GH is number five this week from the last time. It's number five. Yeah.
And what was the last, like, the week before?
I think it was number four.
Okay, people, we know who. Okay, I shouldn't say that. Okay.
So
I see, I'm holding back. I'm being good, but you know what? I have faith. I have faith. Just like, you know, right now I feel like it's, you know, because I'm a big football fan too. But, you know, like it's the third quarter and we are down. So, you know, we are down like 1,000 points in this football game. But we are going to come back and kick butt.
That was a nice analogy.
What?
That was a nice analogy.
I mean, okay. I mean, I could have said it, you know, in a worse way, but I just think right now, all of the soap fans, all of the soap viewers have to hold on tight because we are in for a bumpy ride, and we don't know where this bumpy ride is going to take us. On any soap. And so, and for talk next time, I meant to bring it up with the Dancing with the Stars tribute to Michael Jackson. I just want to say, Dancing with the Stars, you did some amazing dance work with those stars with the Michael Jackson tribute. That is, you know, took me away.
Yeah. It was really good. And I think, I mean, those pros are, like, so talented. I mean, it's kind of hard to go wrong. But,
yes, Cyber, did you see it?
No, I didn't. But I'll probably catch it. I'll catch it somewhere online. I'll find it. If it's
well,
online,
okay.
I'll find it.
Well, because, you know, obviously, you know, you can catch it on YouTube and... You know, that's, you know, but I just thought they did a great job in it, you know. And
we've got 2 minutes left, and I'm going to hang up now and let you end your show, and I'll talk to you again later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have 1 minute remaining. Do you want to say anything?
Just the usual.
Okay.
Keep watching, Dave.
Okay, I'm going to say my usual, and you know, I don't want any flack for this anymore. Okay, are you general hospital there? Howard, I just got beeped for 90 seconds. But okay, are you Jason and Liz fans out there? Don't feel the lucky returns tomorrow. Everything is going to be okay. You know, I'm kind of looking forward to Jonathan Jackson coming back. Try not to let fear override my insecurities about this whole thing. But come on, you guys, we have to make the calls. We have to make the calls. We have to, you know, do everything. We want Jason and Liz back together. We don't want the Jason and Sam anymore. So just keep fighting the good fight, and we will see you back here on Wednesday night, an hour later at 8 o'clock. And I hope it's not stormy and raining where you are because it's freezing here.
No, it's actually not storming here for once.
Well, the power almost went out today, so I wasn't that in a good mood. So, okay, well, Britt and I will talk to you guys all on Wednesday night. And you guys, email me if you want any... email me if you want us to do any show topics or anything, and have a good night. Bye, Britt.
Bye. Thank you all for listening.